we got some music we're going to share here in the stream. And then we're going to start the testimony service. And so we're going to have a lot of people sharing what the Lord has done for them in the last 30 days, because we do this every month. And so, Brother Joe, thank you again for recording the service, because we all know about my little issues here with the sound cards. And so, thank you again. So let me drop the mic. Amen. It was amazing. And we did that, the girls in the church, you know, the women in the church family did that at a camp meeting. That's why you can kind of hear me and some of the brothers talking in the background every now and then. We were unaware sometimes that they were recording. But that I think we were aware they were recording. We just didn't aware that our voices would get picked up. But that's just so beautiful that the Lord blessed us with that. We got to do that at every camp meeting. Record another song like that. And so, and it's a cover of Brother Alvin's song. Because if you notice that we started the service with Brother Alvin, who originated the song, and then the sisters did it. You know, that's how beautiful that song is. It's just, you want to sing it. I mean, as a matter of fact, it's always stuck in my mind. and I love it, you know, because I don't want all that, like if you go to the store and you hear that goofy music from their speakers and it gets stuck in your mind, I start singing this one and it locks in. It's just amazing. So if you can heal, let's start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very, very much for once again being with us as we gather, as you promise, whenever two or more are gathered, there you are in their midst, and there's quite a few more than two here, or three. And so thank you for blessing us, Father, with your presence. Thank you for blessing everyone here that's going to participate and share what you have done over the last month. And even those that don't, that hear what's going on, let their hearts be blessed as well from all that's going to be shared, like we do this every month. And thank you for moving your hand and letting us see it happen and bless us in so many ways that some of us have been seeing your hand move like this for decades. And so thank you again for loving us first and teaching how to love you back and love each other. And we offer this prayer and all these praises unto you. Be the name of your amazing, most precious and loving Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. Like I shared last night, I don't know if I shared it last night. I know I shared it with my son, Josh, when we were talking because... we've been having some amazing conversations the last this fan's going too wild. I have to calm it down a little bit, but we've been having some amazing discussions, Josh and his wife Janine, and when we had this camp meeting, even though it was without a doubt the worst cabins we ever rented, it was the best camp meeting we ever had. And on top of that, we had more people than we even thought we were going to have because some sneaky little sisters stopped by. And I praise God for that. That made it even more special. And but the Lord showed me, like I was sharing last night here at the house, that He really truly is not a respecter of persons. He has us share His word with as many people as we possibly can, regardless of their stage in life, because we have to plant the seeds. Whether they're going to grasp it at the first time or not, it's not our duty. Hence the reason you see what you see in Titus 3:10. You know, it says give them two or three times and then consider them, one or two times and then consider them a heretic. Sometimes you only give them one because some people are just downright ornery and they don't want to hear it, and so you don't have to go back to those kind of people. But the first thing I noticed was how the neighbors that were in the cabins, because the cabins, all they were, was a place to sleep. That was it. So 24 hours, I would say, until we all slept, it was all day, all night outside. The whole time. So we all got a really good dose of vitamin D, and I got to tell you, that was one of the major blessings from all that sunlight, even though it was hot, and you know, a lot of times we always had to keep moving to get into the shade, but that was fine. I mean, the vitamin D was it was such a blessing to all our bodies. But the people that were in the cabin next to us, they were only there for one day, I think, maybe it was 2 days. We were there for five, and they were there for the last 2 days of their thing, and we found out that, you know, from talking to them, that they only lived 15 minutes away or 30 minutes away or something like that, but they approached because I guess they heard DJ or somebody kids talking about, you know, going to the creek and getting some crawdads or crayfish or whatever, you know, mini lobsters or whatever you want to call them, but the woman told me, says, "Yo, we got a little pail here, and let the kids know that that you can't catch them." And so I thought, "Oh, great!" So I had an opportunity to share, and we went back and forth. And I have a feeling they're Buddhist because of their choice of clothing. You know, because it's not that they wore robes or anything like that, or had prayer cloths like the Muslims, but they had Buddhist symbols on their shirts. You know, like the so-called hand of Buddha and all that other goofy stuff. And so I was blessed with being able and explaining to some extent, and they accepted it with open arms. People Get Ready in the Mark of the Beast books. And so I want to praise the Lord for that. And then we had an issue with the motorhome where the shower water was bad, and there was something going on with the water heater, and I think maybe a huge bug or a bunch of bugs decided to enter into the water heater during the spring when the plug was off, because you got to dump all the water out and you can't let water stay in there during winter, otherwise it'll pop your water tank, right? And I didn't cap it after spring started, and some little bugger must have got in there, and we filled it with water and went on our merry little way. And then when you go to take a shower, it didn't smell good. But when I rinsed it all out and cleaned it all out using the camp water, which had chlorine in it, which is how I would have cleaned it anyway, a little bit of bleach, and you get in there and you clean it, it makes it good. But they automatically put the bleach in the water, so I was good there. But the plug wasn't working, and I had two extra ones, and they both stripped out. And so we had to go into town. And right when we walk into town, there was a pastor. His name was Pastor Lau. And introduced himself as a pastor right off. Really thick accent, so he kind of had to repeat himself a couple times because I couldn't catch it. He goes, "Oh, wow, Pastor Lau." And he goes, "Yeah." I said, "Pastor Nick." And so we put, you know, we shook hands and hugged and all that good stuff. And turns out he's into that lunar Sabbath and the feast days, right? But definitely everything else is on the exact same page, right down to dress reform, because his wife walked in too. And even explained, they're into the health reform too, because I saw the French fries that were all, you know, kind of greasy looking, and she goes, "Oh no, there's no animal fat, nothing like that." Like she was defending herself right off, and I didn't even ask, I just looked at him, because she was giving him to eat. And she was dressed like our Christian women are dressed, you know. But the lunar Sabbath thing, and so I had an opportunity to share with him in regards to that. I got his email and I sent him some stuff. He hasn't responded yet, so hopefully he will. And then later, if you all remember Jabari, we were doing like we did every night. We're reading from Spirit of Prophecy, actually the Great Controversy, I think it was, and we're reading things that 100% of every Seventh-day Adventist that's sitting in their church right now has never read, because every one of their books have been altered. As a matter of fact, last night, after Sabbath started, I downloaded another. They have another app on Android about Ellen White's writings. And I'm looking for Great Controversy. All they got is the 1911 and the 1888. So they will not give the people the original writings. And so we knew we had a... we've been pushing the books for years. And so we just, you know, the Lord just moved us to read from these books, two chapters, to read them while we're there. Actually, three, but the first one, it was kind of like at the end of the night, you know, it was more or less, no, go to the next two chapters and we'll take it from there. And we were able to do them both. But a guy named Jabari come walking up and asked if he can join us. And big, tall dude, 44 years old, looked healthy as an ox, too, and everything like that, but turns out he's a heroin addict. And didn't know that until later on when he came back, because we all knew, our discernment said, yeah, he's only going to stick around for a little while. So he was there for 20 minutes while we were reading and discussing things. And he came back crying, and he wanted to talk to me. And so I went and I talked to him. And my past, I never did heroin, but I knew people that did, and I knew the signs. And so I says, "You're on heroin, aren't you?" Something like that, or is it the big H, or something? I can't remember what it was. And he said, "Yeah." And so, because while we were praying, because he wanted me to pray with him, and I says, "Okay, well, let's pray." And so we're praying, and over by the picnic bench over there, and at the end of the prayer, we're discussing things, and all of a sudden, he just starts drifting, going down. His head starts going down, his eyes starts closing. I says, "Oh, it's kicking in." And so that's when I asked him if he was on heroin. But my point in all this is the Lord allowed us, to see he is no respecter of persons. We shared the truth with Buddhists. We shared the truth with a pastor who believes in the lunar Sabbath and pray. And by the way, I think after we're done with the Antichrist thing, which is, I think is next Sabbath, next sermon after that, I think I'm going to do a sermon on the lunar Sabbath, because I don't think I've ever done one. And they're coming out of the woodwork again, so I figured I got to put it out there. And maybe even the flat earth, too, one day. But the thing is, that was a real blessing. And just reading the Spirit of Prophecy with my brothers and sisters in the faith every night, before we went to bed, it was just, before it got too dark, because the Lord blessed us with a bunch of books, and so we just, read the books. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. But and the 5 days in the open air like that with the vitamin D, and we learned that we can handle being outside for long periods of time, like when we run, with the death penalty and all that stuff, if we're alive at that time. And the singing. Oh, well, y'all just got a little inkling of that, because they sang that 3 or 4 times before they actually recorded it. So it's kind of like, are they recording now, or are they recording later and stuff? And I didn't think it was going to come out that good, because they were recording with cell phones. But it came out remarkably well. So praise the Lord for that, too. And the peace, while we were all together like that again, the peace was off the chart. And my another praise that I have is I wanted to let the church family know, when you send donations to this ministry, and you guys know I never ask for donations. Never will. But some of you do tithe, because that's the proper, you tithe where you are being fed spiritually, right? And you don't tithe to a 501c3 entity, because if you do, you nullify your tithe by writing it off at the end of the year. So you didn't really tithe then. But some of you are already starting to send in donations for the Spirit of Prophecy books. And be it for the little group that we do here for the ink and the paper, or for what Mary Beth's doing. Because when Vern died, she had been running Echoes from the Past, at vbates.com. She had been running that for her whole life. That's what her dad trained her to do. And so when he died, she just took it over. But when he died, for some odd reason, the people stopped donating to her. And so we are now active as a church family in funding Echoes from the Past, so as to assure the books, as prophecy said, not only remain in stock, but the loud cry goes forth, as our Lord prophesied, the remnant of her seed will do. See, we've been doing this for years, but about a year or so ago, we discovered in the Spirit of Prophecy that the remnant of the SDA people, the people that leave the SDA church, will be used of God to push out the loud cry, as well as the loud cry being by majority or predominantly done by the Spirit of Prophecy books. And can you guess why? Have you ever seen my page, Rome's Attack on Free Speech? Rome's War on Free Speech? And so if you can't stand up and say something in the public arena, you can certainly hand somebody a book that you know is going to read it. You don't just go out there and willy-nilly hand the books all over the place. Because people did that to me when I was a young man and I never read them. They actually front cover off and the back cover off, because I guess everybody thought, the SDAs thought, if you hand someone a book that says Ellen White, they're going to think you're a cult and stuff, so I don't know. But I never read them until later when I found out who she was. And then one last praise I wanted to... It makes my job so much easier when I'm doing this work for the Lord here. There's a software. I'm not going to mention the software now because I'm not going to advertise, but if anybody needs a way to be able to, instead of using a KVM switch, to be able to, use multiple computers with monitors, as if it's all one computer, while your mouse travels from every screen as if it's all one computer, contact me after church and I'll show you. It's only $29. I couldn't believe it. There's only one caveat. It's got a little issue with the screensaver thing, but they're working on it. So they told me they even offered to give me my money back. I says, no, I can live with this. this software is amazing. And it really, because it's so much easier now than having to pull out another keyboard and another mouse just to work the stream or WTPR. Now it's just, boom, move the mouse over, and I'm on a different computer all of a sudden. So I wanted to play. I know it is a security issue at the same time, but I can move the ports around. I can change the ports on a regular basis. So, but. All right, so I got one more praise. Let me see. Sister Fran, check your email, by the way, Fran. Okay, good. You had got it then? Okay, because Sister Vera sent me something. I got a bunch that I have to read, so I want to read just this one here I got in PM from Brother Lewis. He says, "Praise the Lord for preventing me from getting sick many times and for giving me good health. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord for helping me share my faith with two people. Praise the Lord." Well, amen, my brother. Amen and amen and amen. All right, so let me knock that down because I don't have a lot of room for PMs. So, all right, so let me drop the mic, and Sister Fran's going to share some, and then I got more to share unless somebody else sticks their hand up.
Blessings again, everyone. I have a couple praises to share with you. This first one is from Brother Matthew. And Brother Matthew says, "I praise the Lord and testify that I will be able to share the truth with my landlord, who is Catholic and leads men's Bible studies and youth programs in Florida, where he lives. I gave him a couple of cards, and he gladly took them, and he said he would look into the truths I shared. Praise the Lord. I also shared the truth with a worker he sent to the house to do some drywall work in the basement, and his name is Joel. And I went with him a little deeper in the truth with him because he showed a lot more interest in Jesus. Amen. In Jesus and the health laws, okay, because his son was sick. So I also shared some of the health laws. Also gave him the nanoparticle silver water, and at the end, before he left, Joel got my number because he wants to learn more about the truth and the health laws. Praise the Lord and amen." Praise the Lord, Brother Matthew. That's a really good blessing to share with somebody, and amen. Okay, and my next one is from Sister Vera. And Sister Vera says, "Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise Jesus for blessing me with many trials this past month and revealed many areas of my life that still need much work in order to better emulate my Lord and Savior." That is one. That's a wonderful trial, Sister Vera. I love when I have those trials because I learn how to emulate him, just like you said, more and more. Also, glory to Jesus that through the prayers of my precious brethren, I was able to overcome many obstacles to come back to the USA for a necessary errand. It was so amazing to watch the many serious issues dissipate and how fast Jesus had answered my prayer for help. Also praise Jesus for his travel mercies and a hedge of angels as I traveled through four different countries to finally make it to the USA. And a huge praise for all the witnessing opportunities along the way. And lastly, I want to praise Jesus that I can be amongst my brethren on Sabbath day once again. Glory to Jesus. Have a blessed Sabbath, beloved brethren. God bless. A follower of Christ, Vera." Praise the Lord, Sister Vera. Amen. And here is one from our Sister Lee, Sister Leanne. And Sister Lee says, "I would like to praise the Lord for all he has done for me this month, especially spiritually. I thank him for the strength to make it through this harvest time and getting things done. I also praise the Lord for the message getting out there and for the original writings. I want to thank God for my brethren in Christ and the love and support. I am so grateful for Christ's mercy and grace and truth." Amen to that, Sister Lee. And I want to praise the Lord for his mercy, his love, and I'm praising him for the heavy-duty trials that I had for the past few weeks. Just amazing things I learned from those trials that I need more help with, and I praise the Lord for him getting me through those. They were just really heavy duty, and I just praise the Lord for getting me through them because that's just going to get me ready for the one that's even worse. The next trial comes along. They're always stronger, and so amen to that. And my daughter Lee wants to praise the Lord for him helping her find a new apartment. She just got herself a new little apartment, and it's nice size, nice and clean. Just the right size for her. So she wanted to praise the Lord for that. And do you have anything? Okay. And Josh, right here, my son, wants to give a quick little praise.
Well, I just praise the Lord that visiting my family. I've been here since Wednesday. A decent drive here and having a good time. I was sharing our experiences and just being here together and spending time with them. That's what my praise would be for today.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to say praise the Lord, and I'll hand the mic over to whoever's next.
Amen. Amen. I wanted to praise the Lord, too, for Josh and Janine and the little one being here for the few days that they've been here. It's been a really blessing, and all the wonderful conversations we're having about the Lord and faith and everything. It's just really, really nice. And then Lee being here on Sabbath, and Leah was here earlier, and so I wanted to praise the Lord for that as well, and for my salvation and the joy of my salvation. It's just, what a life-changing experience. Every single day, it keeps changing, and so I wanted to praise his name for that too. But I got a few more here. I got one from, I'm going to read this one here first instead of the other one here. Y'all remember Swanee? I call her Dr. Swanee, even though she's not actually a doctor, but she does natural methods and stuff like that. She's from Idaho. And if you remember the last praise, Sabbath, testimony Sabbath, was last month, we shared in regards to how the AMA approached her in regards to a man by the name of Jim. His last name is Y, just the letter Y. I'm not, they don't give it, and we don't need it. But he has this disease or whatever with these open wounds and stuff, ulcerated stuff, and the AMA could not get him healed. And I guess he's near and dear to the people, I guess, to some extent. I don't know. But they went out of their way to contact Swanee because of what they do. And Swanee used to be like a understudy of Dr. Schultz, if you know him. But Swanee is Sabbath keeper too, and totally aware of the apostasy of the SDA Church, and so she's no way involved with any of that falderal. But she told us that the AMA asked her if they would take their patient, if you remember last month, take their patient to there, because they've been working on this guy for years and nothing is working. He just keeps getting, he stays the same. He doesn't get any better, doesn't get any worse. Well, actually, he was getting a little worse. And they were concerned, and so they contacted her, and she took them in. And this is what she sent me. And I don't even think she knows that we were doing this Sabbath study. Testimony service that we do. She just happened to send it the other day. Perfect timing. She goes, I praise the Lord for bringing... Oh, no, that's the other guy. She goes, by the way... Because we were doing a back-and-forth email, so she was changing the subject. She says, by the way... The man, Jim Y, is healing way faster than what we had anticipated. In 5 days, the wound has reduced with new growing granulation tissue into 80% of the wound areas. No bleeding in this gaping 3-inch wide cavern that was 3/4 plus inches deep in his backside and across between his backside over his sacral area above the tailbone, whatever that is. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. She says, this has now filled in by around 30%, and this is now day 6. Please praise the Lord with us for this beautiful healing. All of this in 5 days, exclamation point. Unprecedented, rapid healing. So she's asking us, sound problem on the stream? Okay, sorry about that on the stream. I am so sorry. I got to keep remembering to turn the mic on the stream. This is I'm so embarrassed that I keep forgetting to do that. But anyway, like I was saying, Dr. Swanee was approached by AMA by the AMA last month, and we shared how they asked her to take a patient that they've been working on for years that they can't seem to get anywhere with, and he's got these ulcerated things and stuff. So she took him in, and now, she sent a praise the other day. I don't know if she knows that we do these testimony Sabbaths or not, but she is a Sabbath keeper. She is Seventh-day Adventist, but she does not have anything to do with this SDA church because of the problems. So, thank you. Well, this sounds back on. Okay, good. But again, she says that he is healing faster than anybody expected. Because they, so the AMA dropped him off there so that when she heals him, they wanted her to tell them how to do it. And so she's saying that 80% of the wound area has got growth, granulated growth. You know, the skin is coming back, and there's no bleeding. And it's got a 3/4-inch wide cavern. It's 3-inch wide cavern and 3/4 inches deep in his backside and all those other areas. And this is filled in by 30%. And I think this is when somebody told me that we had a problem on the stream. She goes, "This is now day 6," and so she asks us to please continue to pray and praise the Lord for with us for this beautiful healing. All of this in 5 days. Unprecedented rapid healing. And then she goes on to say that please pray for God's hand that it not be shortened by the man's attitude of anxiety, fear, and lack of cooperation, for he struggles with these and more. But he also desires the truths as they are in Jesus and reads the Word daily. He needs deliverance from addictive mindsets and old habits and practices. Thanks for your prayers and continued prayer covering. Today we'll be getting him up in his wheelchair and out in the sunshine, a first in a little over a year. He's been bedridden for a little over a year. And then she says, may God bless you all and his work that he so longs for his people. She puts MM work. I don't know what that means. She says, bless you all and his MM work that he so longs for his people to have true healing from on high as our soul heals. So amen and amen. So praise the Lord. We got some, you know, miraculous things happening there. At the same time, some AMA doctors are going to be blessed with some natural methods that they can use as well. I mean, they already use colloidal silver. We know about stuff like that, but they keep that pretty much hush-hush. And then Zimbe from Uganda, which we were talking about earlier. Please keep this in your prayers. I would like it, especially if you hear me out there in Uganda or in Kenya. And I can't remember. We're in every nation now. We got more nations. The Seventh-day Remnant people are in all nations now, and the Pope can't even claim that. So the Lord's literally got us all over the place now, scattered widely, all home churches. And but pray, I want to try to contact them somehow to get, I mean, having them sing, you know, having them do sermons in our church services is hard to do, unless of course it's the Philippine churches, because their accent isn't that bad. But from Uganda, it's really hard to understand these people sometimes, even though they speak English. And so please pray that we can get them to each of them send a song, because we got so many talented and blessed people of God that sing in this church. It would be nice to hear all these different dialects. Like the first time we did a communion service at a camp meeting, and I praise the Lord for this too, because I'm always reminded of this. We decided to read the Bible that leads up to the communion, you know, the breaking of the bread, and then, of course, the drinking of the grape juice, unfermented. But we passed it around and had everybody in the camp meeting read a couple of verses, and different accents, dialects, and it was just really, it just brought tears in my eyes. It was beautiful. And I'd love to hear that with all these different songs. But anyway, this is what he says. He says, please read my praises, I beg you. So God, it's so cute the way they do things. He says, I praise the Lord for bringing street preachers along my way. Of course, they came to preach to me, and I used to listen to them so carefully. Then in the end, we end up preaching the biblical truths with them. I have tried to be as kind as I can, but in the end, they leave me standing there when they are so angry. I pray that God softens their hearts and that they may be receptive to these truths. One even called it witchcraft, yet I was sharing the same truths in their Bibles as well, but I thank God that he brought them along my way to share. Maybe when they go back home, they think about these words that I share with them. And the reason they use that witchcraft thing out there, because it's a real thing for them out there, and when you tag something witchcraft, everybody steers a question. It's just Satan's way to try to shut up our people, you know. Now keep them in your prayers too, because they can get deadly when they get ornery out there. So he finishes by saying, he says, I also thank God for the trials that have come along my way. And yesterday I was testing it, and I just couldn't stop smiling and laughing because I know God was going to do it. And he did. So after after some good time. I thank him that he has made me stronger and to trust him. And so, amen. And then Brother Yaswant from India. He said, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nicholas. I am Yaswant from India. He says that every time because they all know I forget who these, you know, the names and stuff. So, but he's been doing it so long, I know, you know, my brother in India there. So, not a problem, brother. I think he's here today, right? Is he? Oh, I don't see him. No, but anyway, he says, please share my praises. Sabbath blessings, my dear brethren. I really thank the Lord and praise the Almighty God for the gift of salvation through His amazing and wonderful mercies. I can only rejoice always with thanksgiving for the patience and long-suffering with our Elohim, which our Elohim shows towards us, especially for all of His marvelous works. Let our God always be blessed and glorified in each and every caring act for us. I have one praise. Recently, my wife, Chris, was having a pregnancy complication, and her cervix length was 31 millimeters, which is less than normal range. I wouldn't know. Even though I've had 8 kids, I wouldn't know. So in her next visit to the doctor, it was further decreased to 28 millimeters, and the doctor instructed to take complete bed rest because there is danger of premature delivery, and she have just completed her 6 months of pregnancy. Immediately after that, I have asked for the prayers in the church, and I was fasting for her, too, that her cervix length would show be in the normal range, whatever. In her next visit, for example, after 10 days, well, he just puts IE, but I know what he means. After 10 days, the cervix length was increased to 36 millimeters, which is in normal range. We are now amazed for how fast God works with His children. And now we can't stop praising the Lord for His work. And also, we are very much thankful for the protection and encompassing us always with His head of angels. It should be encompassing, but we know. And blessing us with the good health and helping in the work to keep His law and many, many things and changes He is bringing in our daily lives to get Him closer and closer. And I pray that you all have a blessed Sabbath and God bless. Okay, and then Brother Mike, I believe from Poland. I'm not sure if this is the same brother. And keep Brother Mike, if this is from the brother from Poland, is me. Okay, that's you? Okay, yeah. Is this your praise that you sent me then, brother? Okay, good, yeah. Yeah, we all know we've been keeping you on the prayer list in regards to that, you know, other situation. So anyway, he says this. He's got 5 praises. They're short. He says, hello, Sabbath blessings, dear church family. First off, I want to praise the Lord again for this church and the possibility to come here. Every Sabbath here is a blessing to me, and it brings me joy. And we all know the reason why he says he's blessed to come here, because there are some issues there. Number one, I want to praise Jesus for being with me when I need Him. I praise God for reminding me and giving me the right message at the right time. I love when He does that, and I'm always amazed at the perfect timing of it so I can stay on the right path. And then number two, I praise the Lord for the possibility of sharing some truth with one person that I met on the street. It wasn't a long talk, but he is a Catholic. He liked the verse speaking of commandment number 2. And so please pray that he will want to talk again, as there is much more that I would like to share, and he seemed to listen. His name is Merrick, or Mark in English. Number 3, I praise him for, you know, the Lord for helping me pass driving test a month ago. Amen. Passed in the first attempt. Praise the Lord. And number 4, I also want to praise Him for the last trial that took place. I shared an update on it with you last Sabbath. Mom gave me back the phone one day later, and everything on it was protected. Praise the Lord. And so, yeah, we're still keeping it in prayer, though, bro. And then number 5, and I want to praise Him for travel mercies during long rides. Be blessed, family. And that's how he ends it. So, amen. Amen, my brother. Brother Jay from Down Under. All right. He says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick and church family. Or no, wait, this is the UK, right? This isn't Australia. We got a brother in Australia, it's Jay. I think this is from the UK. He says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick and church family. I'd like to praise the Lord today for answered prayer. A cousin of my wife, after 3 years of talking to her, has come to understand present truth. God has opened her eyes to the truth of the Sabbath, apostasy in the church, apostasy in the churches, and the mark of the beast. Praise the Lord. I'd also like to praise the Lord for the opportunity to share present truth with so many people on the internet. And I praise the Lord for this church and the Bible studies and the videos that makes it so much easier to show people. And yeah, that's why we do it. They're tracks. They're video tracks. And then he goes on, he says, and although I am many miles away from my brothers and sisters in Christ, I praise the Lord we can be together online. A special mention to Mick and Antoinette, Pastor Craig, Sister Amber, and Sister Chloe. They have been so loving and such an encouragement to me, and I praise the Lord for the love in their heart. God bless you. Love you all. Brother Jay. So amen, my brother. Okay, I got one more after this. Oh, no, I got with Sister Mandy, or Sister Daughter. Sister Daughter. she says, I want to praise the Lord again for healing of my teeth after waiting a year and having it all paid for with a little extra for myself. Well, amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Daughter. And I know she's been going through it. There was an accident, and the Lord finally, you know, everything was fixed up. Brother Gorn, okay, I got another PM here. Let's see. He says, it's a praise for the many butterfly wings of answered prayer. You know, the little prayers. For my job, for keeping some not so good people. And Brother Gorn is from, what country is that? I forget. You know, he's been with us for so many years, it's just like he's down the road. But I can't remember. It's not America, I know that. Croatia. Thanks, Brother Alex and Eli and Lewis. Is there any more PMs going to pop up? So, thank you. Croatia. Okay. That he could be related to my wife. So, for all we know. Yeah, I know. The planet's a lot bigger than I think. So, but anyway, he says, praise the Lord for the many butterfly wings of answered prayer for my job, for keeping some of the not-so-good people at bay from me. We also had some malfunction in the house, and instead of having to buy the whole new thing, God showed us only the exact part that needed to be replaced. So we just bought the part instead of the whole new thing, which means we spent 10% of the price for the whole machine. Wow. God answers prayers. God's answers to prayers are always better than our imagined or expected answers to prayer. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I know. He always comes out of left field. We can come up with, you know, three or four ways that we would think we would want a prayer answer, and he comes out of this way where we would never come up with it in a million years. And it's always the best way. It's just amazing the way he does that. All right, let me scroll up and down, see if anybody's got their hand up, because I got one praise left, but she shares two praises in it. So if anybody else has a praise they want to share, please put your hand up. Okay, we're about the normal time for like a sermon hour, but we usually do another 10 minutes worth so for praises. So all right, so I'll read this one. I don't see any other hands going up. This is from Sister Teresa. She says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. First praise. As most of you know, I translated a tract from English to Italian in 2017 and asked my dad to hand them out when he returned to Italy. In 2018, my dad relayed that a few families that he gave the tract to were so amazed with all the truth in the tract. Is she here? Which tract was it? I'm curious. My dad is now visiting as well and relayed that those families still go to his house and they seem to be true to their faith and want to learn more. I gave all credit and contact information on the track to the ministry. However, my dad also relayed that they should like the opportunity to meet or contact me one day. I'm going to write a letter strongly encouraging them to attend our church service, and if it is God's will for us to meet one day, so be it. Praise the Lord. Please also pray for my dad. He's in agreement with a lot of the truth. However, he struggles a lot with the flesh and giving up worldly things. And so, yeah, that's just par for the course, you know, one step at a time. So, yeah, we'll definitely be keeping him in prayer. So, amen and amen. Oh, People Get Ready? Is that the one? Or are you, Sister Teresa, are you talking about the track People Get Ready? About all the end time? Because you put Are You Ready, and I don't know if I didn't name it that way. So maybe it's a different track. Are You Ready? Maybe somebody else wrote it. So, anyway, second praise. Oh, Pastor Craig did it. Okay, so it's the Are You Ready praise. Okay, I've never seen it, so I'd like to check that one out. Sister Teresa has one more praise here. She says, this leads me into my second praise in reference to meeting people that believe the same way as we do. There's a gentleman named Steve that walks his dog around the campground, and we have had several conversations over the last few months. However, the other day our conversation got on the topic about the Lord, and it was revealed that Steve believes a lot of what we believe. He has a great testimony of how the Lord converted him and has a great desire in his heart to keep on learning more. During our conversation, we discussed different prophecies, and I relayed that the mark of the beast is not a chip, as most believe. I gave Steve a track about Antichrist and the mark of the beast, and I praised the Lord because even though I didn't pray this, the Lord knew that I was thinking that it would be nice to be able to speak to someone in person that truly understands a lot of the truths. Secondly, I relayed to Steve that there was more truths that the Lord wanted to reveal to him, and it was not a coincidence that we were having the conversation we were. Please pray that more truths are revealed to Steve. Praise the Lord. And then he says, then she says, I have many more spoken and unspoken praises as well, and I thank the Lord for always keeping me strong and protecting me when Satan fires his darts at me. Praise the Lord. Sending a heart full of love to all my brothers and sisters. God bless Sister Teresa. So, amen. That was nice. Well, definitely keep Steve in prayer, too. And please, Lord, remind us every now and then just to mention him by name, too. All right, so let me drop the mic. Brother Sean has something, something he wants to share.
Sabbath blessings. Can you guys hear me? I'm going to assume the answer is yes. Okay, doke. So I can hear myself breathing. Alrighty. So, I have stuff to share for myself, but also for others. So, I'll start with Sister Vanessa sent me some praises. And she said she was fired from her recent job because she refused to serve coffee and tea to, I don't know if they were patients or not. And even though she was fired from her job, she wanted to praise the Lord that she was immediately blessed with another job that is better. And she's saying it's not without problems and tests, but she liked it more than the first job in which she had. And so praise the Lord for that. It's just amazing how he works. Even though, you lose one job because, you didn't want to do something that was sinful, you're blessed with another one. He also wants to praise the Lord, too, because this app that's called GarageBand, and that's just what it's called, you don't have the drums or anything, but is working again so that she can record more music. And so she wanted to thank God for all of his blessings. And so praise the Lord for that as well. And Sister Danielle says, about a month ago, someone scratched her car. And she says, she admits at first she was upset, but she knew God does everything for a reason, so she didn't stay upset. I talked there to the insurance company and found out that they would give her $1,200 to fix the scratch. But when the check came, it was actually $1,700, which is exactly the amount that she needed to pay rent and all her bills as well. And so she just wanted to praise the Lord that he gave her this trial. And so God has a reason for everything he does, and that's wow. All right, then. That reminds me of, I haven't heard in a while, but it's a praise that Pastor Nicholas shared before, that when it makes me laugh, but it's when he needed something to be fixed on his roof, and then the Lord sent the tornado to come to basically rip apart part of the roof, and so then the insurance had to take care of it, and so that's, God definitely works in mysterious and definitely funny ways sometimes. Yeah, because it's yours. that is one of my favorites. Brother Alex has a praise, but it's kind of a collective praise as well. After the camp meeting, he did come to pick Brother Bennett and I up, and when we were driving, there was an accidental red light run. But with that said, we wanted to praise the Lord, and I'm sure, I know I do, and I'm sure Bennett would agree, and of course Brother Alex does. We wanted to praise the Lord because everyone was safe, from us in the car and to the people on the other side of the traffic. As a matter of fact, the other side of the traffic didn't even start to move. They just sat there. And so praise the Lord for that. You know, it was protection for not just us, but also for them as well, because you never know how that could have ended up. Sister Gab says that she has a praise for an unspoken prayer request. Of course, it was answered. So praise the Lord for that. And I wanted to praise the Lord for the continued ways that He continues to use not just me, but all of us in the ways in which we share the truth. And it's also brought to light, you know, something that Sister White said about God knows every trial that you're basically resisting, but the people around you might not know. They can't tell. They can't see. Like, you don't know the thoughts that are coming into people's minds daily, you know, the craziness that we're dealing with. And the reason I say that is because, you know, like I said, part of my praise is that how He's using me to help, you know, some other people. And one of my friends ended up having to sell her phone because she's not exactly rich. She's pretty poor, so please keep her in prayer. She ended up having to sell her phone, and when she sold it, you know, she would still, the person that she sold it to, she would still, you know, see this person from at times, and she would still message me with the phone, but there was at one point when her friend started messaging me, and like I said, you just don't know the trials that some people are going through, but her friend started telling me, and she's just like, oh, this person, she started saying that my friend, you know, could be, basically be like, she could be so blessed if she would, you know, there's somebody who really likes her, and he could give her a really good life, and he could, you know, basically pay for everything for her. And my thought was, okay, well, my first thought actually was, does he drink? Because I was just like, that was just my first thought. And then I asked, well, is he a Christian? And her friend goes, no. And I go, well, okay then. My friend's doing, she's doing exactly the right thing. And the person that she sold the phone to, and she was telling me, like, all these things, like, oh, he wants the guy, this is pretty bad, the guy, basically, he wants violation of commandment number 7. I'll just leave it at that. And he'll take good care of her and all this other stuff. And the person that she sold the phone to is like, oh, but she would have, oh. Is it still super choppy? Okay. Sorry. The person that she sold the phone to was trying to push my friend into basically breaking commandment number 7 with a married man, and that he would, you know, take care of her and things like that, and that she would have a good life. And so, you know, I want to praise the Lord because, like I said, you just don't know. Like, I did not know all of that was going on. Like, I did not know that there's things going on behind the scenes like that where Satan is just trying to give her every way. Oh, you can come this way and I'll take care of you. And which, of course, it'll be Satan trying to take care of her. But with all that said, I also wanted to praise the Lord because when I was talking to this person that she sold the phone to, and we were going back and forth, and she was just like, I don't understand. Why are you guys like this? She's like, the both of you are thinking the exact same way. Why are you like this? And I just had to point out, and I was like, well, we have Jesus. It's like, because if we didn't have Jesus, then sure, we'd do exactly what you just said, because, you know, as the world would say, at desperate times call for desperate measures. And so, You know, that's the way the world would see it. And so I wanted to praise the Lord. And she just, even though I was talking to her and I was just like telling her we have Christ, and she's like, well, she was saying that she's Catholic. And I was just like, and I was explaining to her and I was like, yes, but you need to understand, when she opened up the Bible, my friend, her life changed. When I became a Christian, my life changed. We don't think like that anymore. There's a change. And I had the chance to be able to tell her, and I was pushing her to do it. I was just like, you know, read the Bible. You know, and I want to praise the Lord. She was getting ready to go to sleep, so she said, she's like, okay, she will when she can. And so please keep her in prayer as well. And that's what I mean. Like, God works in very mysterious ways. I got to preach to somebody who I'll probably never talk to again, and got the chance to, you know, plant some seeds into the soil of her heart. So, thank you for your prayers, and praise the Lord, and please continue to praise the Lord, everyone. Sabbath blessings, and I'll drop the mic and pass it to Pastor Nicholas.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. Well, I just want to praise the Lord, and I have so many praises to share with all of you. First off, the camp gathering we had was amazing. It was like Pastor Nick that shared, it was probably one of the best camp meetings, even though our cabins weren't the greatest, but we were able to just really be outside, enjoy nature, and just enjoy each other. And I got to sing with the sisters, and I was so blessed because Kylie is usually very shy, and she was just singing her little heart out with all of us, and that was a huge blessing to me. Kylie's my granddaughter. She's 11 years old, and I could just tell she was just enjoying it so much, and just to see your granddaughter, you know, being involved in singing, it was a huge blessing to me. And after the camp meeting, I asked her, I said, so what were your favorite things that we did at the camp meeting? And I thought she would say singing. No, she said swimming, of course. She loves to swim. But then she said reading The Great Controversy, which I was not expecting that from my 11-year-old granddaughter. She loves Spirit of Prophecy. She's really intrigued by it. She says that it helps her understand the Bible, and being 11 years old, I'm like, Kylie, I wish I knew what you know at your age. I mean, oh my goodness. So that's a direct blessing to me as well, that she's really into the Spirit of Prophecy and wanting to learn more about it. And her and I read it every Sabbath, and we read God's Word every Sabbath, but she really enjoys that, and that's a blessing. And then I also want to praise the Lord. As you know, my husband has been dealing with issues with his leg. He's had blood clots in it and just bad circulation, and it's just he has ulcers on his leg that don't heal. And so he had, I think it was last Monday, he had surgery on his leg, and the surgeon was going to remove, the vascular surgeon was going to remove 5 veins out of his leg. Well, after the surgery, she came in and talked to me, and she said she only removed 3 veins. She didn't feel that she needed to remove 5, which that was, I thought, was a blessing. And so, later on, we thought it was getting really red and sore, and we thought it was infected. So we went back to see her, and she said, "Well, it's not infected; it's inflamed." So she said that, you know, she told them to take some medicine, and so anyway, so he's going to get his stitches out next Wednesday. Well, in the meantime, a friend of his contacted him, and he had worked for the same company my husband had worked at that he was let go from, and he's been out of work for, come this November, it'll be a year, and a lot of it's because of his leg and health issues and what have you. So anyway, his friend said, "Hey, I got this great job," and they asked me if I knew anybody else, and I said, "Yeah, I know you, and you're looking." And so my husband had an interview with them, and it was Wednesday, and they offered him the job. Praise the Lord. And you guys, it's from Monday to Thursday, 10 hours a day. He will not have to work on the Sabbath, even though you guys know he's not a believer and he doesn't keep the Sabbath, but I'm so excited about that because I didn't want my husband working on the Sabbath. And so that's awesome. And then, so what he's going to be doing is, and it's not going to, with his leg issue, he's going to be driving a sweeper. So he, you know, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but basically he cleans like parking lots and you know, that kind of thing. Well, they're contracted through Google, and here in Iowa is a huge Google facility. And when you drive by it, it reminds me of a military base. I mean, you've got the security, you know, fencing, and it's just like, it's huge. And so he's going to be cleaning their parking lot, believe it or not. So, it's very, very exciting that he got this job, and it's going to be, he's going to be making double what he gets on unemployment, and praise the Lord, his unemployment's about ready to run out, so talk about good timing, perfect timing, actually, what it is. And then also, I was blessed with a commission check, actually, it was the end of this month on the 30th, and our house was going to go into foreclosure. We were 3 months behind. We were able to get totally caught up on our house payment, plus pay for ahead of time on this month, and I praise the Lord for that. I mean, we live in I call it a country cottage. We have a small house on 3 acres, but it's our homestead, and it's been a huge blessing to us, and I really do not want to lose our country living, and so I just praise the Lord for that, and I praise the Lord for my garden, and I'm just harvesting. Kylie loves to go out there and help me pick tomatoes and cucumbers and zucchini and all kinds of stuff. And even though I can't get her to eat much vegetables, she likes to harvest. So I praise the Lord for the bountiful harvest. And I just praise the Lord for all of you. You guys are such a blessing to me, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is the most awesome church ever. And I praise the Lord for guiding me to this church. And I also praise the Lord, too. I've been praying about my diet, and so I had been doing the keto diet, and it just wasn't working for me. I would binge on carbs and then get out of ketosis, and I don't know if you're familiar with keto diet, but it's very high fat, low carbs, and so I feel like the Lord didn't want me to do that diet anymore. I missed the rice, the beans, the potatoes, the bananas, and apples and, you know, all the good stuff. And so I am now doing an opposite. I'm doing a low-fat, high-carb diet, but it's complex carbs. So I'm back to my rice and my beans, and I feel like the Lord wants me to cut out more of the, I call it SOS, the salt, oil, and sugar. I want to retrain my palate to really enjoy the flavors of God's food and therefore not season it so much. And I feel like it's just a healthier way of eating. So I'm back to my, you know, just the whole foods, no processed food. And so I just praise the Lord for that, because I really believe that that's the diet He has meant for us. And, of course, we eat as much raw as possible. You know, we cook our grains and our beans and what have you. But I'm trying to eat, you know, more vegetables and have in my garden. He's blessed me with the organic food to be able to do that. So I wanted to thank the Lord for that. And I just want to tell you all I love you, and God bless. Have a blessed Sabbath.
Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. Amen and amen. I got a praise here. I just got an email from Sister Tori. I don't know if this picture will show up in the room. Hold on, let me see. It's too big. It's too large. So I'll put the link in the room. I got to find the link now. Put everything in the text chat except for the link there. This thing's messing up really bad. There it goes. Nope, still didn't do it. Okay, now let me get the link. So I think it's still in my browser, and then I'll read her testimony. I'll put the link in the... is it okay with you, Tori, if I share this picture with them, with everybody? Because I put it on my server. She just got this car, too. I don't know if she heard me. Okay. All right, there you go. There's the link for it on my server, and I'll stick it in the chat room here, or the stream. What? Oh, I didn't, for some reason the copy and paste didn't carry over. Let me try it again. Because this new stuff I'm using, it supposedly does a copy and paste. Drag and drop as well, but the drag and drop doesn't work right. Paste. Nope, it ain't working. I'll type it. God.org /Tori's car dot JPEG. She's something that just not move. She enveloped it. So, praise the Lord, you're okay, sister. That was the first thing I thought. I says, oh, hope she's okay. And I asked, but I never got an email back, so maybe my email made it to you guys. So here's a praise she sent. She goes, blessings, everyone. So I just wanted to praise God for his hedge of protection the past few weeks. As some of you know, some idiot me crashed my car. I was on my way to school, and the sun was shining pretty bright. I turned into the parking lot and was facing the sun. Was said I decided to just park on the left. Stream there. It keeps going on and offline. Is everybody still on the stream? I don't know. We'll find out here in a minute. But I decided to park on the left, although I normally park on the right. There was a fire hydrant in the middle of, like, nowhere with four poles surrounding it. And the right amount of stupidity and sunlight, I didn't spend time in. Well, you know the rest. Although the car looks totaled, my dad thinks it's fixable. Well, that's good. As long as it didn't, you know, I probably destroyed the radiator, but it probably didn't mess with the engine block. Hopefully not the water pump, too. So I had my first quiz that morning, so I was pretty stressed. Fortunately, one of my classmates saw what happened and stayed with me until things got sorted out, and also called the professor, who told us not to worry, and said she would allow us to do the quiz anyway, even though there's a very strict policy in place. As soon as my parents got there, my classmate and I went to class, and my professor handed us the quiz. Mind you, I'm still pretty shook, so I'm not exactly in the best state of mind. I sat down with the quiz for barely 2 minutes and got up to turn it in. My professor looked at me like I was crazy. And when she graded it, she looked at me in shock and says, "You got every single one of them right." I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I don't even remember what was on the quiz and what I put or anything, so I'm thankful to God for keeping me safe and on top of it allowing me to dwell on my quiz or to do well on my quiz. Also would like to praise the Lord for finally being the church family, being able to study with a sister every Sabbath, being able to reach out with questions, and just the spirit of helping others throughout this church is just amazing. Love you all, Sister Tori. So amen and amen. Praise the Lord, you're okay. And then are we still in this? Okay, so yeah, it looks like the stream is still working. Well, the text chat on the stream is still working. I don't know if they can hear me, though, because it kept going on and off, on and off, on and off, because I monitor it on this one monitor here, and it's just all out of focus and everything. So, all right, so. Okay, the sound is good. Thanks. Thanks for letting me know. All right, good. All right, so, and I just, you know, for the next time we do a, Zimbe just sent me another email here. Let me, he sent another, something just happened, I guess. Let me read this real quick. It's a short one. He goes, Sabbath blessings, brethren. I praise the Lord and thank him for saving my life. This taxi I was in almost ran into another day. What? This taxi I was in almost ran into another day. I don't know. And I just don't know what happened, but I didn't fear, and then I called the name of the Lord, and the cars missed each other by inches. I just trusted him. But then I feared because the lady who was seated next to was so scared, but I told her to calm down at the moment the cars were going to hit each other. I thank God for giving me strength to trust him during such times. I also thank him for the tests that have come my way this past month, but I thank him for his sure word that strengthened me in times when I didn't have any money and I was so hungry. But I waited on him. I knew he would do something, and he did. Or he did it, though it took some time. I know the time taken was part of the answer, and I think, well, isn't that sweet? That is part of the answer. A lot of people don't realize, you know, sometimes you get the prayer answered right away, and sometimes it takes years. And the time span between the answer is part of the answer. So anyway, going on, he goes, I knew he would do something, and he did it. It took some time. And I thank him for the blessings that came along after the tests passed. I love you, brethren. Though in Uganda it's past Sabbath time, I thank God for his amazing truths. Amen and amen. I'm definitely going to be emailing him. Brother Eli sent me a video from Pastor Craig. I don't know. Did you want me to I don't think I could share this in the room, though. It's a 32-second clip where some demons caused an actual car crash out in the Philippines. Was that where it happened? Because out there, and you may think I'm nuts when I say this, but Craig told me this, and some of the locals here, you know, swear by it. If they shouldn't be swearing by it, but that's how they are. Some of the young girls date demons. The demons appear on a regular basis on the rooftops. Keep in mind, this is a predominantly Roman Catholic country, and there's a lot of that weird black magic and stuff that goes on there. And so this is the norm. It's, you know, not, you know, it's a third world country. And so, but I'm curious to see what this video is about. Okay, so Matthew knows, well, yeah, we all know about the demons here. Before I was a Christian, a lot of people think demons ain't real. Says, yeah, well, if you've ever been in the occult and you saw them manifest right in front of your face, you know they're real. So, when you're in an RCC country. Yeah, amen to that, Brother Gorn. That's what you get when you're in a Roman Catholic country. Flying half-body woman with bat wings. Oh, wow. Yeah, and I've seen, well, like I said, we photographed one by mistake, but the Lord destroyed the photograph over the years because it was just brought up about a month ago. Where's the photograph? And I says, well, it was destroyed. I used to carry it in my street Bible. I had like a little leather, gray leather pouch that I kept my Bible in on the street, and with my FAQ stack in there with the 86 questions, or 82. Maybe it's 86, I don't know. But somehow it got wet. That Bible got wet, and then it was a Polaroid instant camera picture, and the water got in there and destroyed the picture. But it was a face of a demon looking at me as I was chanting. So this is before I was a Christian, and it was on the third floor. A lot of people think, oh, it's just some guy looking in the windows. Yeah, but I'm on the third floor, so. And there was no balcony by that window, so it was horns and all this demonic garbage. The horns thing is so silly. But anywho, I don't even think they have horns, to be honest with you. I mean, they'll personify it that way, but you know, they're angels. Where's the horns coming from? So it's just a matter of messing with the human minds. But let me drop the mic. But it looks like Brother Sean has another praise he's going to share.
Okay, that was blessings. I'm back. I got a few more praises to share. First, it feels like it was so long ago, but I also want to praise the Lord for the camp meeting, which, yeah, it was in August. It just feels like that was so long ago. Yeah, that was probably the longest I've ever been. That is the longest I've ever been at a camp meeting. It was very peaceful. And, of course, when you come back, you don't want to go back to work. So I wanted to praise the Lord for the camp meeting and getting a chance to spend time with brethren, you know, and reading the Blessed Writings of Sister White, doing some studies. It's also where I was blessed with the book Christian Temperance and Bible Hygiene, which reading a little bit out of during the 5 p.m.s. And Sister Lynette says she praises God. I don't know if that's how she meant it. She praises God for the years of suffering to finally find out what's been causing her breathing problems, or the industrial cleaners, or the cleaning supplies. So she was basically praising the Lord that she found out what is causing her breathing problems with all those cleaning supplies. So it's, yeah, that's, if it gets into your lungs, that can be definitely dangerous. It makes me think of my job. To which, if you're not careful, you will breathe the dust in, because you're grinding on something, and so, of course, what happens when you're grinding, parts of it are moving. Well, it comes off in a dust form, and so if your face isn't covered, you're going to breathe that stuff in. That's not good. Depending on what it is, I know certain things will make you have headaches if you're breathing them in. Actually, now that I think about it, that's probably what it is. Because two of my coworkers before have told me that, or I have heard that they got headaches from doing the job that I am now doing. Let's see, what else? That's right. Now, a praise from Sister Denise. And she says she wants to praise the Lord for bringing her to the truth and using her brethren and her to do the work and to reach many people. And she says, while doing the work one day, I got a message from a girl about my age. She was SDA until I shared with her about the apostasy, but her family is Muslim. And as we talked, I saw she goes through very similar trials that I face, and I just wanted to praise God for leading me to her, and that now I can encourage her, because I know to a certain point that it's hard to be the only one in your family standing in the truth, but praise God for leading us to the truth. So, amen. Praise the Lord for that. And she says, God also led me to a woman while doing the work online once. I sent her some of our cards at random, and she replied. She praised God for answering her prayer. She told me how she was recently looking into the meaning of the Mark of the Beast and was a bit confused. So she prayed, and then the day after, all of a sudden, she received a message that explained what the Mark of the Beast was. That is insane. Or, that is amazing, of course, but I was amazed to hear something like that, as when I send cards and messages online at random, people hardly answer. Praise the Lord for that. And she also says, I also want to praise the Lord for all his blessings this month and for the ideas he gives us for sharing the truth and doing the work. And so, amen. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen to that. All right, I am going to put down. Oh, yes, that's right. Also, another praise. Someone just reminded me. So we were at the park, or we were going to the park with a couple of brothers, and I was sitting in the back of Brother Alex's car, and we're sitting there, and I look to the back to the window, not whatever the thing's called, the little compartment that's right there at the door, as I'm getting out the car, and there's only one track there, literally. That's all there is, just one, and I'm looking at it, and I go, And I just go, I'll take it. And I grabbed it, and I put it in my pocket. And as we're walking, we get to a point where there's a bench, and there's a couple just leaving the bench. And as we're there at the bench, someone looks down, and they notice that that there's a key that is on the ground. I think it was Brother Alex who noticed it. Look down, and there's a key on the ground. And so he picked it up, and we thought, okay, well, maybe it's the people who just left us. And so we went out, and went to go chase them, of course, and, you know, gave him back his key, but also, praise the Lord as well, because I was thinking, wow, okay. And so I gave him the tract as well. He said thank you, you know, didn't really talk or anything like that, but wanted to praise the Lord for that is another way, and just these really almost strange way things happen, but it still leads to us being able to give the truth to people. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because his ways are definitely not our ways, and the way he can come up with things is it's very amazing. And so praise the Lord for that. And I see Ryan Novi's hand up, and so I am going to drop the mic and pass the mic to them.
So blessings, everyone.
Blessings. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Okay. Yes, we want to praise the Lord for the opportunity to join the camp meeting last month. Was it last month?
What?
Yeah, we were originally, we were not sure that we'll be able to go, but then the Lord opened the door and allowed Sister Gabby to visit us. So that was the sign that we were good to go, and she was a blessing for helping me during the trip, and also for the kids' good health during the travels. My little boy, Josiah, he had the skin issues, but actually during the camp meeting, he was healed. When we got there, his face was full of excoriation.
Okay, then, my turn.
Hold on, baby. When we came back, his face was so clear, and Ryan was shocked. He was like, wow, the boy's face looks good now. And I'm like, yeah, the humidity in Indiana was perfect for his skin. So praise the Lord for that. And the excoriation was gone and did not come back. Babe, what do you want to pray?
For the fruit.
What else?
Orange, watermelon, danger. Hi, Grandpa. Hi, Grandma.
All right. So, yes, so there's so many things that we want to praise also for the safety. Last week when we traveled to Houston, Texas, so it was a 7-hour drive with these two kids by myself, and they did not give me a hard time. They were happy the whole time. So that's a praise. And for all the praises today, we're so blessed by it. Thank you so much for sharing the praises. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Note to self, though, next time we rent cabins, if we do, whether we use this one here or not, always make sure there's pictures of the inside of the cabins. You know, because that's a warning sign. That's the second time that happened to us. Brother Joe will attest to that when we had that one camp meeting, and there was no pictures on the inside of the cabin. And when we got there, we realized why. It's the same thing with the one we just went to. There was, I didn't think that was going to be a problem with a Yogi Bear camp, because every time we went to a Yogi Bear camp, it was, the cabins were great, you know, the bathrooms, everything, same kitchen, everything. But anywho, I think that's it. Let me scroll up and down one last time to see if there's any hands up. I don't see any. All right, so I think we're going to have a song, and then we shall finish in prayer. So we got some music from the camp meeting, maybe, again. That'd be nice. Another song from the camp meeting. So whoever's going to share the music, please do so. I'm going to drop the mic.
You are my strength when I am weak.
Neil, please do so. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We trust you, and we love you. Thank you for giving us that which we need day by day, hour by hour, to go forth and glorify you, help others find the truth before it's too late, and give us love in our hearts for them, and even more love for you. Thank you for guiding us when we go into your word, bringing all things to our remembrance, whatever you said unto us, and blessing us with the tools to dig even deeper into your truth. Please bless the remainder of this Sabbath day. Bless everyone that was in attendance today and all those on our prayer list. And thank you so much for our salvation and the joy that comes with our salvation. And Father, if we are so worthy, thank you for that latter rain when it falls. And please accept this prayer with all the love we can muster in the name of your Son, our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.